The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dublin's fruit and veg market set to reopen in August 2026. I think 2002 was the first suggestion that it might be used for a public food market in Dublin, much like you see in Cork. And of course, the comparison between Cork hitting the headlines today after the new boss at Dublin City Council, Richard Shakespeare, suggested the new market in Dublin will be way better than the English market. Predictably, they are hitting back in Cork. Martin Hart is with me from the Temple Bar Company. And Gary Gannon, the Social Democrat TD, you're both very welcome. I mean, we might get this out of the way first. Gary, will it be better than the Cork market?
Well, it'll be four times as big as the Cork market.
Bigger's so not always better, Gary.
So we're off to a good start. Nah, I love the English market sale in Cork. If it's anywhere close, it'll be decent. But I think most importantly, we just need to get it opened. August 2026 was the date Richard Shakespeare is thrown around. I was on the City Council when we told the wholesale retailers that they could come back next year. That was around 2018. So 2026, I'd love to see it open sooner. If 2026 is the date, so be it. I think it's the job of all Dublin City Councillors who are elected next year to hold the Chief Exec's feet to the fire on that, because I don't doubt for a second the eagerness to get it opened. But I've had promises made to me in the past in relation to this market.
Yeah, so August 22, like that's nearly 2.5 years away.
Yeah.
So you having sat on the council will have a sense of why it might take that long. I mean, is it just the tendering process? Is it because of the building and kind of sensitivities around renovating parts of it? What's the delay?
I don't agree with much of the delay. So I think speaking to the chief executive previously about it, there is issues in relation to the roof of the structure. It is an old Victorian building, stunning building in many regards. I think they want to kind of modernise the building. I think they want to make different infrastructural changes to that. Fine. Then I think they want to tender for an operator also in terms of who manages the market. I think we need to be a little bit more courageous in terms of how Dublin City Council himself operates a municipal market. There isn't the expertise there within that regard at the moment. Doesn't mean we can't bring it in. I don't necessarily think we need to make too many changes to the building. It is in itself a fabulous structure. Just last year, actually, there was a privately run market there, Miel Flower, I think it was called, and it brought thousands of people into that building. Now, the problem was there was a very significant entry charge, but that was what happens when it's not municipal and it's privately run. But let's get it opened.
Martin, what should the market look like in your view, be it August 2026 or maybe even sooner?
Well, I think one of the points that I thought was really interesting on that Richard Shakespeare made is that it's going to be quintessentially Dublin. And I think that's really, really important. I mean, Dublin,
but what's a quintessentially Dublin market?
Well, I think that's Dublin has changed a lot over the last 20 or 30 years. So
10 euro pints.
There'll be no pints in the market. Dublin is a market city. And it's great to see that the North Inner City, which is, you know, has been the hub of so many markets from Moor Street up in Smithfield. You know, it's great to see that it's getting the attention it deserves, and I think it's credit to the council if they can get it open, and will get it open hopefully. In terms of what it should look like, in my mind, I'd like to see something like the Camden Market over in London, where it has, you know, it reflects, I suppose, the broad diversity of culture that we have within the city. So, you know, quintessentially Dublin isn't coddle and stew, and I think that was I'm saying that as a maid man. Maybe I shouldn't. But
you could have a small coddle and stew section for the Gary Gannon.
You can have that as well. But I think, look, I mean, we run the pop-up market over in Moor Street for Dublin City Council there on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And the number of new traders, new vendors, you know, Nigerian street food sellers, you know, you have Ecuadorian jewellery makers, you have all sorts of really, really great, interesting crafters and market people who are looking for an opportunity to get out. And that's what a market should be. So I'm hoping the market will allow people an opportunity to get their products out there, that there isn't a huge barrier to trade in terms of price or cost to get people in. There's a huge appetite in food vendors, craft sellers across Dublin and across Ireland. And I think this is going to be...
Who is it
really
for in your mind? Is it for Dubliners or is it for tourists?
It's for everybody. I think everyone will benefit from it. I mean, look at even the Temple Bar food market. We run that at the weekend. That has locals who show up and buy their veg or buy their food, and tourists. It's, you know, Dublin's for everyone. It's not just for one.
Yeah, but the reason I ask is, I mean, by design, you can hope it's for everyone, but, you know, you could see it going one way or the other. I mean, when you go to other countries, say the Queen's Market in Boston or something. No Bostonian ever walks in the door at a place.
No, but I think if you look at the Camden Market in London, that's a really good example of where when you walk in, it's a mixture of tourists and locals, and people go down for their coffee, they go down for their roll, they go down for their whatever. I think it has to be accessible, and that's going to be down to the variety of trader. And I think the more small, interesting, innovative traders you have in there, the better. I wouldn't like to see this go to some big, branded thing. And you don't need it to be a tourism.
It has to be authentic.
It has to be authentic.
You have to walk in that building. You have to immediately hear the sounds of the city. And that's not, that can be any sort of accent. It can be, like, my mother was actually a street trader back in the day and used to get her fruit from there. So, I mean, that sound should absolutely be catered for. The communities that build up around Parnell Street, the Chinese communities, the restaurateurs around there, they should be catered for. It should be a place that's affordable, dynamic. It should be allow space for experimentation of food. It shouldn't have to be, you have to have this big business plan laid out like for the next 7 years before you go in there. It should be cost effective. It should have your cuddles. It should have all the different cuisines, not only of the city, but of the traders who want to produce all throughout Ireland. Like, I think this place has the potential to be incredible. We need to trust in the people of the city that they'll go there. But the city council needs to make this a cost-effective venture for those who want to sell their wares.
But is that, you know, the vision you set out there, is that why you think the city council should be running it, Gary? Because you imagine, say, Time Out run these markets around the world, and people often visit them maybe in Portugal or elsewhere, and they talk about how great they are. But, you know, they kind of operate in an economy of scale, a business that they're not necessarily going to cater for all of that, would they? Or say the Press Up Group, who operate, you know, very successful businesses around the country. But again, they're going to have different considerations.
So if it has to be profitable for the traders who are there. I mean, the people who are in there need to be able to pay whatever they need to pay in terms of their bills. For the city council or whoever the overarching management structure is, I don't necessarily think it needs to be massively profitable for the city council. It needs to clean its face in a lot of ways. It needs to pay for the cleaning, may pay for the maintenance, but it just shouldn't be a profit-making exercise for the city local authority. It should be something that is provided almost as a gift to the city, and then the payback will be, look, we reanimate the surrounding streets, the north side of the whole city. It becomes a jewel in the crown by which we bring people away from the M50 shopping centres and back into the city centre. It's an investment in the people, both who go there to buy their goods and the people who are able to sell them.
Martin, what about the operation of it? Have you a view on who should do it?
Well, I'm not sure if there is one-stop market operator out there. I think there's a lot of people who want to trade at markets, whether they be food vendors, craft vendors. A lot of these people are doing other jobs or attend other markets, and you'll see that when you go to festivals and you go to events. But there is a huge resurgence and a huge interest. And we've seen that even on the small pop-up thing we run on Moore Street. You know, on a Saturday and Friday, we can't take any more people into it because of the demand. People want to come down and they want to get involved. There's a hell of a lot of new food producers. You know, don't forget, it's very hard to open a restaurant. It's very expensive. And that's all changing. Whereas it's a little easier to get out there in a market situation and sell food. And I think that's a key thing. And Gary had mentioned it there, and I agree with him in terms of, you know, making sure that, you know, it's accessible and affordable for the vendors that get in. And it could almost be where, you know, you're showcasing the very best up and coming. But it should be authentic. It should be reflective of everything that is Dublin and in Ireland now. And I certainly think there's enough vendors out there who are interested in getting out there, but it has to be easy to apply, easy to get in, and not hugely. If this becomes a massive commercial cost centre, it won't work. I mean, so it has to be markets. That's what they are. They're flexible. People who can't afford to go out and do other things tend to get involved in markets. I think that's what's really important.
We have a text in from somebody who just signed the text, Healy in Cork, and I know exactly who it is. Sounds like a cheap knockoff, says Jonathan Healy. I don't even have to check the number. I know that is Jonathan Healy texting in from Cork. Marina Market in Cork is a perfect example to follow. It's an incredible place for locals and visitors. Please make it innovative, not tacky. We've got fabulous Irish produce. Ensure it reflects that quality. Somebody else is less optimistic. It will turn into Starbucks, Costa Coffee, McDonald's, Supermax, maybe Wong's and the likes. Rents will be too high for the small local-based businesses.
That's absolutely essential that rents are not too high for the vendors themselves. That's how we make this authentic.
What would start alarm bells ringing for you then, between now and August 2026?
We're putting out a tender for an operator, and we have some of the people that you mentioned previously who do fine jobs in terms of their own kind of hotels or kind of large-scale business, that they get what this market could be. For me, if this doesn't stay in close to the city council authorities, that alarm bells are immediately going off for me.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I think that's really, really important, that it doesn't end up becoming like another airport kind of concession. That's not the city doesn't need that. We've loads of that in the city. The city needs a space for traders, crafters, food people to get in and access spaces and an audience at a low cost. Particularly now, you see it now with all the VAT hikes and, you know, there's a lot of costs. So this provides a real opportunity for innovative traders, market people to get in and trade and get in and make it work. And they'll make it rock and roll. I think it's to get a good operator that'll attract those vendors in.
A Pret a Manger is the alarm bell for one of our listeners who suggests that if they hear any mention of it, they're never going to darken the door.
That's not going to bring people into the city. Like, we're well catered for Pret a Manger. So
yeah. I think you need your head examined if you're going into a Pret a Manger anywhere. Anyway. 087-1400-106. I'm not even letting you defend them, Gary. Nah. Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD, Martin Hart from the Temple Bar Company. Gentlemen, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.